Tie game, 10:56 to go. Marcus Smart for Al Horford. Dives in the middle and throws the diagonal pass out to the corner for a Jaylen Brown three.
Sarge looked over like, okay, what do we have to do here?
What a night for Jaylen Brown. So much for that minute restriction. He shakes everything off. As the Celtics shake off the Sixers in Game 5, they hang on to win at 114-112 and have advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals again. Jaylen Brown joins us in the Celtics locker room right now, and there are so many things to say about this team, about what has just been accomplished, and about what is next. But very few people in life will have any idea what it is like to be involved and to play in a game like that. I'm sitting next to Cedric Maxwell, who knows what it's like. What are the words that you come to your mind when I ask you, what is it like to be in a game like that?
Man, it's amazing. The energy is fantastic. And as a basketball player, I mean, what more can you ask for? We've been answering the bell all year, and we're going to continue to do that. Why stop now?
You know, talk to me, and this is – I'm not sure if I was watching The Matrix or not, but when I saw the play then that Marcus Smart made, he was supposed to miss a free throw, but he ran all the way back and made the interception. How did he get there?
Man, Smart. I got to watch the film, but, man, Smart be doing all these freaky athletic plays, and it's crazy, you know, but who more to come up with that ball than Smart?
Just something about this team, and said, you know, you play hard, you guys play to win, and it just seemed like Philadelphia, you have to give them full marks for staying in there.
Yeah, man, they didn't quit, and that says a lot about the Philadelphia 76ers organization and the city of Philadelphia. They came out and played hard, and I think that was the best game yet of the series so far. I know they wanted to get that one, and I tip my hat off to them, but I'm just glad we came out with the win.
You could tell from the beginning that you felt differently physically. What is the relief like when you feel like you're turning the corner from an injury like that and you feel like you're getting yourself back?
Yeah, man, it's humbling in a sense when you don't have your explosiveness that you would like, and it's hard to get to the basket and do some of the things you wanted to do on the floor. So it teaches you little things about the game, though. Still found ways to score the ball a little bit without being as athletic and explosive as I am, but it's definitely a difference when you're able to accelerate and blow by defenders and things like that. And I still haven't got back to 100%, but I felt a lot better tonight.
Well, the contact and the foul, and I mean, it's amazing to me that I played in a game like this, but you think about the physical contact of every play. It seemed like there was a foul or somebody was getting knocked down at the very end. Nobody wanted to give any quarter at all.
Yeah, man, it was that type of game. I feel like the game was just, like, prolonged. Maybe lasted an hour longer than it was supposed to because all the foul calls.
All right, opening night, Max and I sat in Cleveland as, you know, the Gordon Hayward injury happened. And even before that game, we kept saying it was a weird schedule thing. It was the only game in Cleveland all year. And we wondered if 7 months later at the end of the Eastern Conference season, if somehow Celtics and Cavs would get together again. It almost seemed like destiny, like fate, that it has happened. Your first thoughts on what is about to start on Sunday?
Oh, man, I'm super excited. You know, last year left a bad taste in my mouth. The Cavs swept through the East. I think we was the only team to get a win on them. So, you know, that was the first opening of it. So now we're trying to carry that over and see what we could do now.
LeBron James has been, last question here, unbelievable in these playoffs. How it justifies logic that he's 32 years old and carrying that kind of load.
Yeah, man. He's probably one of the best players, top three, top five, whatever people say, of all time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
His physical presence is just better than anything we've ever seen. You know what I mean? So we got to do our best job to slow him down and see if the king bleed.
In the meantime, Jaylen, enjoy this night.
All right. Thank you, guys.